Good afternoon and welcome to the Radio Menus broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines in local news: heavy rains delay greatest road reconnection. ECZ assures voters amid constituency delimitation. In international news, two killed in suspected Palestinian ramming and knife attack in Israel. And in sports news, coach Caro Kanyemba confident in under 20 Copa Queens. The news in details. My name is Philip Banda. In local news, heavy rains have delayed the reconnection of the Great East Road at Kangumba Stream in Rufunsa District, where culverts were washed away on Thursday afternoon. The Ministry of Defense says traffic was expected to resume through a jetta being constructed by the Road Development Agency and Zambia National Service. Ministry of Defense Principal Public Relations Officer Poshalala says works commenced yesterday with engineers working throughout the night to restore traffic. In a joint statement with the Lusaka Province Administration, Shalala notes that the placing of culverts on the delta crossing the stream is 60% complete, and engineers have projected that traffic will be restored today as speed in works has been prioritized. Meanwhile, Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit Lusaka Province Coordinator Kanjepe Zulu confirmed that a team from DMMU is on the ground to support the reconnection works with various interventions. The Electoral Commission of Zambia has assured voters that their polling stations will not change despite the delimitation of constituencies. ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro explains that the registered voters will continue to cast their ballots at the same polling stations, with their names appearing on the same voter roll. He notes that the only adjustment will be for voters who fell under nearly established constituencies, where they will be required to vote for candidates contesting their new constituencies. The commission will share detailed information on the new constituencies and candidates contesting in each area. Kasaro further disclosed that the ECZ is currently consolidating and cleaning data collected during the mass voter registration exercise in preparation for the provisional register of voters. The provisional register will be made available for public inspection in February, allowing voters to verify their details and ensure they have been accurately captured. Information and Media Permanent Secretary Tao Kawana says the era of corrupt procurement practices is over under the UPND administration. Kawana stresses that the government will no longer tolerate the procurement of substandard or non-existent goods and services. He was speaking in Kazungula District during a donation ceremony by the Zambia Institute of Purchasing and Supply to Katombora Reformatory School. Kawana notes that President Hakainde Hichilema has from the outset emphasized the need for timely, quality and cost-reflective procurement. He further says that the government is formulating a procurement policy which will include the appointment of a procurement general to strengthen oversight and accountability. Meanwhile, Katombora Reformatory School Acting Superintendent Nyambe Nyambe says the institution faces funding challenges, particularly in providing starter packs to child offenders upon reintegration into society. Still in local news, police in Chipata have detained a 60-year-old man of Garden House in Lusaka in connection with the murder of two Zambian businesswomen in Malawi in October this year. The suspect, Chola Walia, was picked up in Lusaka on Christmas Eve and is currently being held at Chipata Central Police Station. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwimba says the suspect is alleged to have attacked Agnes Walia and Jane Lungu, who were on a business trip in Mchinji District in Malawi. Mwimba explains that Walia died on the spot, while her colleague succumbed to injuries at Chipata Central Hospital. He asked that the two women were buying beans and the suspect, who was married to a Malawian woman in Mchinji, was assisting them to find transport. Upon interrogation, the suspect allegedly revealed that after the woman bought beans, they took them to his house, where he arranged for an ox cart to move the seven bags to the main road for transportation to Zambia. The Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development says mining cooperatives under the newly established artisanal and small-scale mining fund will be provided with equipment rather than cash. Permanent Secretary Hapenga Kabeta explains that the government has drawn lessons from previous financing programs where some beneficiaries misused resources, hence the cautious approach with the initiative. Speaking during a meeting with mining cooperatives who recently completed the state training program in Impika District, Kabeta says a mechanism is being designed to ensure funds allocated to artisanal miners are recovered, thereby creating a sustainable revolving fund for the sector. He further highlighted that the demarcation of mining areas is underway in Mufumbwe District of Northwestern Province. Access to these areas will be restricted to miners holding official identity cards linked to their NRC details, a measure aimed at preventing unscrupulous individuals from exploiting the program. Finally, in local news, police in Eastern Province have rescued two Malawian miners who were trafficked from Muchinji in Malawi to Kalunga Village in Chipata District. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Mwimba has confirmed the development, saying the victims, 12-year-old Chisomo Mwale and 10-year-old Henson Banda, were lured into a vehicle by unknown men on December 23, 2025, in Malawi and brought into Zambia to herd cattle. Mwimba says Chisomo, one of the victims, managed to escape on December 24, 2025 and alerted his parents, who reported the incident to Mwami Border Police Station. He says police officers later rescued Henson Banda on December 26, 2025 and apprehended a 25-year-old Malawian suspect identified as Chifundo Banda, who admitted to trafficking the minors. Mwimba says the suspect claimed he was acting on behalf of the Zambian national Leonard Mbewe. In a statement, Mwimba has disclosed that the minors have since been handed over to their parents and investigations are ongoing. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go.
Hi there. Hi there, this is Fast Mobile, your ultimate gadget destination. From the hottest smartphones, Samsung, iPhone, Tecno, Infinix, Itel, ZTE, Nokia, Google Pixel, Blackview, to all the accessories you need, covers, protectors, power banks, charger, flash drives, and more. We've also got top quality laptops, desktops, laptop bags, and stylish traveling bags for your everyday hustle. For content creators, we've got the full gear, cameras, camcorders, tripod stands, lapel mics, camera bags, just everything to keep you creating non-stop. Wait, gamers, we have all you're looking for. Your paradise awaits. PS5, PS4, Xbox consoles, games, and controllers all in one place. Find us at three convenient locations. Shop number A75, Freedom Way Road, or shop number 06, Chiparamba Road, and at shop number 113C, East Park Mall. Call WhatsApp us today on 0779-333-503. Fast Mobile Center, for today's best technology.
Summer is all about balance, right? Whether you are catching up with friends at the bar after a long day of work, or spending quality time with the family in the backyard, Heineken is there to refresh every moment with its uniquely balanced taste and star-brewed quality to ensure your enjoyment. So what are you waiting for? Ask for a Heineken next time and enjoy the refreshing moments this summer. Heineken, for a fresher world, not for sale to persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Welcome back, and now in international news. Two people have been killed in what police say was a rolling terror attack in northern Israel. Police say the attacker ran over a pedestrian in the eastern city of Beit Shean, then drove on behalf stabbing a woman near Ein Harod, about 8 miles to the west. The suspect was eventually shot and wounded by a civilian outside the city of Afula, according to the police.